Come on, Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketer! Quarter charcoal, that bastard!
Beast!
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Bronziak, Bronziak, Bronziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 122 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, January 30th. This is Aaron, and this episode we talk about leading the West, All-Stars, and Bieber Fever.
No smorgasbord?
No smorgasbord.
That's on my Wikipedia.
In the studio with me, as always, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And also in the studio with me is Jive.
Sorry, my bad.
Jive!
Hey! How's it going?
Apparently, Kenny does not know how to mute his computer, I guess.
Well, we're trying to listen to the...
Well, it is an Apple, so it's a little hard. I understand that.
Smorgasbord. No more Borka Borka Borka.
So, I gotta say, it's been... we've only had two games this week, so there's plenty of time to actually go out and enjoy other things.
Oh, and really?
Over this weekend, I went to...
You got to enjoy stuff?
I went to Can Can Wonderland.
Oh.
Can Can?
Yeah.
Can Canny Can?
Yeah. Not,
how was it?
Not Megan Can Canny Wonderland.
Oh.
This was Can Can Wonderland. I don't want to say it was pop-up, because I think it's a permanent fixture now. It's in Midway area, right off of Pryor, if you know where... There's a Menards over there. It's industrial area. I think a brewery's going in there. They got indoor mini golf.
Oh.
18-hole mini golf with like 30 pinball machines.
Inner city spot with pinball and mini golf.
And a full bar.
All in the same location.
Yes.
Sweet.
It is.
Yeah, it's going to be taking up our time.
The hype there is huge. So the line,
they have hockey there.
The lines are there's no TVs there. That's the one problem. No TVs.
Oh.
However, you just get your phone out and do streamcast or something like that.
Right,
you'll be good. But they do have Stanley Cup hockey though. The
pinball.
It's like a dual player like.
The tilter one.
No, it's fixed, but it's almost like I don't even know how you'd phrase it. It's like the goalies, in bubble hockey.
Yeah.
Except they're giant, and the play field is like this.
Yeah.
They have like this, almost like a foosball ball going back and forth. And you're just controlling one player is almost what it's like.
Yeah.
So it's like bubble hockey with one player, but from the 50s or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's a fun place. Super long lines, though.
So we got to wait for it to die down and...
Yeah, let the hype subside a little bit, but it's, I don't know. As a pinball fanatic, and I love mini golf. The mini golf is actually really creative. They have one that's Saints-themed.
I'd love to play some competitive mini golf. I'm a competitor.
You know, there is like a whole like competitive mini golf like thing.
I didn't know that.
Where like people like
seriously?
Yeah, like, I'm dead serious. Where people like
is that like the mini PGA?
Yeah, or I mean, it's like any other like kind of thing, I guess, with like pinball or bowling or whatever. But I guess there's like a thing called like a perfect game in mini golf where it's like all holes in one.
So you score an 18.
Right, you score an 18.
Right,
and I don't remember where I was reading this, but it was like. Talking, or it might have been a video I was watching, I don't even remember, but they were interviewing a guy who was like, going over his perfect game, and it was like, this guy in his 60s, he just really likes mini golf, and it was like,
it's kind of fun. Dude in his 60s who finally bowled his 300.
Oh, yeah, basically, yeah.
I got my 18.
Right.
It's like getting that, what's the cribbage hand with,
29.
29,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've not gotten a 29 yet.
No, You probably won't until you're like 60, right. 70 years old.
Or 1 weekend of playing cribbage with you two. So
we've had, haven't we had some 27s and 28s?
I don't think we've had even that. I think we've had 24s. Yeah. I know 24s. That. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think anyone cares about our cribbage hands.
Well, sure they do.
They do?
Yeah.
You're listening to Three in the Cribbage.
Your underground cribbage cast.
You're listening to Three in the Crib.
But no, seriously, competitive mini golf, though, that'd be a little bit more enjoyable. I mean, I'll take my kids out, you know, mini golfing, but, you know, after about three holes, they're, you know, whacking. Taking the full swings. And
now, speaking of that, though, Aaron showed me an interesting hole at Can-Can.
Yeah, the Saints one. It's like Saints theme, and you actually put
St. Paul Saints, the baseball team.
Yeah, yeah, you put your golf ball on a baseball tee and hit it with a wiffle ball bat, basically.
Really?
And you try to get it into the grandstand, and then it basically goes through a pipe down to the hole.
Nice.
But then again, people don't read the rules, and they just wail at it, and it's like, kind of dangerous then at that point, because it hits off this plywood. You're like, whoa, what the heck was that?
They need to put up some netting around there.
Huh? Oh, there's netting all over the place. Okay. The netting isn't fine enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's just dangerous enough to make it fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Just dangerous enough to make it fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like when I went on that roller coaster that does all these loops and stuff, and, you know, my harness went like out a notch just as we're going down that first hill.
It just clicks up, and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, it was just dangerous enough to make it fun, you know?
You got like a death grip on the harness. Right. Like, okay, if this harness fails, my hands will hopefully not fail me at least. Right.
And they got the seatbelt going across, so I'm good.
No, there was no seatbelt.
Yeah, usually those ones don't have the seatbelt.
It was one of the like dangly feet one.
Oh,
so
all
it does is have the the deal that comes over
so
your shoulders.
So
your shoulder
does not unclick anymore. Yep.
Luckily, our good friend Siren was next to us, and he saw that it did that, and he actually...
Did he yank it back?
He yanked it back in, but I still didn't trust that thing that whole ride. So.
All right, now that we've spanned the gamut here from mini golf to pinball to roller coasters.
All right.
We're done. Have a good night, you guys.
All right.
Who needs Twitter topics?
All right.
We're supposed to talk about something here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a... Something that one.
There's a couple games, maybe. I think.
Maybe.
Let's talk about those.
Let's get into
that. Yeah, sure. Why not?
So, in the wild week, we played the Stars and the Blues. A couple of division or, you know, conference rivals.
Yeah, they're division.
Division.
Yeah. I get confused nowdays. You know, I mean, they shift.
How have they rearranged them?
Right.
I don't remember now. Yeah.
Are we Metro now or something? You know, I don't know. But no, I know that we're not Metro. But yeah, so the Stars, they did manage to pull out a win there in the shootout. And then they also just kind of routed the Blues 5-1.
Mm.
Yeah. Which brought us, you know, into the All-Star break. I mean, the Wild have a great lead. You know, a couple points over Chicago. And I mean,
three games in hand, I think.
Three games in hand against them.
Three games in hand, four points ahead.
Right. Yep.
Right. And then, I mean, the closest behind there, I think, might be the Blues, which are, you know,
Wild are doing all right.
Yeah. They're definitely doing all right.
Yeah.
So, but that said, I mean, basically, you know, when you're number one, you got nobody to gun for. But everybody's gunning for you, right? So, with the targets on their backs, you know, do you think that, you know, what do the Wild need to do to make sure that they can hold on to this lead and, you know, maybe even maintain that number one spot going into the playoffs?
Well, you know, I'll admit I'm the most worried about us having hot goalie midseason, hitting playoffs, and then Dubnyk turns into a pumpkin, and we're screwed.
Did you? Russo had a great Boudreaux quote today. about how he was feeling, and he goes, yeah, everybody's cheering you in, like, January, and then they're booing you in May and June when you don't win. So he's like, you know what? Right now, we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Well, and that's true. I mean, you just you got to keep playing your game. And I will say that this team has been consistent. It's, you know, you might win a, lose a game here or there.
Right.
But they've been unbelievably consistent. And it's hard not to have that instill confidence in this team.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm a little curious how things are going to shake out with the once we get up to the trade deadline and how things work there. You know, but, and I know we'll get to that a little bit later in the Twitter topics, but, you know, I'm a little concerned about that because I'm concerned about the chemistry.
Actually, you brought that up, and I need to refresh our Twitter topics to make sure I'm not going to ask something. But was there something that I had thought I had seen, and maybe one of you guys know, that Las Vegas can actually start drafting earlier?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe I
dreamt it.
That's a horrible dream.
I'm dreaming hockey now.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, with that, you know, people are chasing the Wild now, so everybody's going to be out to get him. But at this point, I mean, I think you're right, Aaron, that they have been very consistent thus far in the year. I mean, I can't remember what the longest losing streak is, but
I don't think we've had two losses in regulation since the beginning of November at this point,
yeah,
or end of November. It's been a long time since we've had two consecutive regulation losses.
Right.
It's so long. Yo is basically coaching the team at this point.
It's almost tough. It's tough to fathom right now. Like, wait, the Wild just lost two in a row?
Okay, and Felska says Vegas can start trading at the deadline. I suppose they can start trading draft picks at that point, okay, right? So that makes sense. I mean, they're not going to have anything else to give up,
but,
right?
Really.
Okay, but they can't actually start taking the players, though. Or yeah, they're
not drafting at that point.
They're just doing some.
They could, you know,
I suppose
they could bundle some draft picks.
They're given so many X amount of draft picks, and they can say, hey, we'll give you some of these.
Felska sent you the article, so.
That's where I saw it. Yeah. Thank you, Felska. I knew I saw something. I just have not had time to read any of it.
So, but yeah, and I mean, I don't know, you know, basically to hold on to that lead, though, I think that, I mean, they got to have to keep up the consistency, but. You know, we also have to have the goaltending, and I think that coming down the stretch here, we're going to be looking to Kemper a little bit more. Hopefully,
we got a lot of back to backs.
Yeah, and we'll be looking to Kemper to step up and be one of the be a part of the solution.
And
you know?
And the nice thing is that you know, Dubnyk has been so good that even if he regresses to the mean a little bit, he's still way ahead. Yeah. I know me and Kenny were up at our home bar, Sporty's, and we had the ticker going on NHL Network. And it was like Dubnyk's like one or two just about in every category.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he drops just a little bit.
I think he was 1-2 out of three. I think the only thing he was missing was wins.
Right. He's basically top. So even if he regresses a little bit, he's still going to be very, very good.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to say it. Vezina? Vezina.
Vezina.
Vezina. Felska, this is all for you, buddy. Right now, this is all for you.
My Vezina's down here.
Grab him by the Vezina.
Grab him by the Vezina. Grab him by the Vezina. Vezina?
Right.
Vezina.
Vezina, yes.
Oh. So, yeah. And then after that, though, so that was going into the All-Star break. You know, we're up several points. Now, at the All-Star game here this weekend, though, we had a couple of participants. Our coach, our defenseman.
Who's actually pretty high in the plus-minus
ranking. And our goaltender who we were just speaking about, right?
And we had a bench coach as well.
A bench coach?
Yeah, Scott Stevens.
Oh, did he make
who
it?
Was, he was named one of the top one. No, what he was named something.
Was he in the top 100? I don't even remember now.
It's a long list.
Yeah. It's 100 people long.
Right.
I forgot after 20.
So, I don't know. The Central Division didn't fare real well in the All-Star game. They kind of got blown out there.
It was kind of like them and the Central Pacific Metro and
Atlantic.
I think Atlantic kind of got blown out that same score as what?
No, that was a lot closer game.
I thought they were both 10-3.
Nope. So, but anyways, it is. I mean, is it possible though that Boudreaux might have been, you know, just kind of showing up for the game and having his team show up for the game, but you know, not wanting to really risk. Putting his star goaltender or his star defenseman really out on the line there.
Honestly, what's his motivation to win that?
$1 million.
Well, potentially if the players are willing to split it with him.
Yeah.
That was from his quote earlier. I don't know if you saw that earlier this week. That he said he basically, if the players weren't willing to give him a cut of their $1 million, that he was going to bench him. You know, one of the all-time great Boudreaux quotes. That guy is actually for quotes.
He's pretty right on.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty funny.
So you don't think that there's any chance that he was, you know?
I don't know. If he was smart, he would have done what he said previously and just ran the Chicago players to death, let Suter sit. But I don't know. I don't think he. I think he was in it more to have fun. You know.
Well, and it is. I mean, the guys are out there. They're all, you know, playing smiles on their face. They might be enemies coming up this next week, or they may have been enemies last week. But you know, out there, everybody's just. Kind of there to have a good time.
Obviously, everybody's out there to have a good time. And it's kind of for the fans at that point, too. And as I was stuck sitting in the crap weather that we had this morning, I happened to have a local radio station on listening to their morning show. And they were talking about the XFL. I don't know. Do you guys remember that? I think Vince McMahon and
the lingerie football league?
No.
Oh, no, Jesse Ventura.
Ventura was part of it, and that's how it got brought up. But basically, you know, Vince McMahon from the WWE, or as I still like to call it, the WWF, because you know what? Because
you're old.
I am old. basically, they wanted to bring...
WWF, it goes back further than that, though, buddy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
WCW.
No, that there were different factions.
Okay.
What about the AWA?
AWA,
yes, see?
Are going all old school wrestling on you.
Right.
Wrestling.
So, basically, Vince McMahon, though, and
even... Some Vern Gagne on you.
Well, you can't bring up AWA without Mayslack.
Yeah! Sorry.
Minneapolis' very own Mayslack, AWA.
Well, Vern Gagne
is also
Minnesotan.
Lots
of wrestlers here. Yep.
But basically, what they were talking about was bringing sports back to the fans and having fun, where everything's getting so penalized and so rigid. It's kind of what the whole topic was about. Because you know, you watch football now, and everybody's getting angry for a missed call for something that's very minor. Or penalizing guys for overextending their goal or their touchdown, you know, stupid stuff like that. And you get into the, you know, like an all-star game where it should just be everybody's out there having fun. And you can actually see the sport kind of in its purest form, maybe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I would call it that.
I definitely would not put it that way with
I would say
NHL All-Star game?
No, I would actually put it like, imagine like kids out on the ice just having fun.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily pure hockey. It's just,
Everybody's having fun.
Enjoying the game.
Right.
It's not about
whatever who that wins may be, you know.
It's not actually in the end about who wins or loses. It's just about going out, having a good time.
Right.
So playing
a little puck.
I think that's kind of my point, though. I think that's where kind of Boudreaux was sitting at. Was like, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to have fun. Whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. It's a pickup game in a sense. It's, you know, whatever.
Well, speaking of Boudreaux.
Oh, yeah. So, there, you know, Boudreaux, you know, on Suter in the All-Star game, which there was talk of him putting him with the two worst offensive players in the Central at one point. Another one of his quotes
right
from earlier this week. But Suter seemed to be out there quite a bit.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
at least I felt he did. I don't think you, Jive, you agree.
No, but I don't think he was out there that much. I mean,
I felt like he was skating for 20 when you only
had 20 minute game
in a 20 minute game.
I think that he was the only defensive option that Boudreaux might have really had, actually, because really, I mean, I think that was the Central's whole problem. There was that they could muster no sort of defense. They might get the puck down in the offensive zone, but next thing you know, somebody's got a 1-on-0 or 2-on-0 the other way, and what, you know?
Well, he had donkey teeth out there.
Yes, he did.
So he had that option. I would have just skated the hell out of donkey teeth, and
he was playing more like a forward.
He was. He totally was. He totally was. It was him and Toews.
Yep.
Which, that's a whole other. We'll get to Toews in Twitter talk, but
so
you got tased.
You got toesed.
I don't know about you guys.
Don't toes me, bro.
This past weekend, my favorite highlight was during the celebrity All-Star game.
Oh,
or you know, so you get the old All-Stars and you get some celebrities in there, and the picture of Pronger basically looks like he's kind of giving Bieber the shaft up the rear end.
He probably was.
As he's slamming him into the boards.
It is Pronger.
Pronger's got just this big grin on his face, and Bieber's got this look of disdain.
That was almost like the Bieber, like, Prong.
It's kind of like beating a dead horse because it was all over local media this morning on the radio. Different stations talking about it. And I'm sure that was the case nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to completely beat a dead horse on that, but my question to you guys, if we became a big enough, like, you know, podcast and we were, like, huge celebrities where we could kind of pick and choose what we wanted to do, and then they said, hey, you guys want to come and play in the celebrity hockey game?
Three in the box in the celebrity hockey game.
So basically, we all got to throw punches so we all end up in the box.
Hold on. First off, so what goes on the back of our jerseys if we were there? Who's the three? Who's the in?
Larry, Curly, and Mo.
Well, no. It's 16, 17, 18, or some deviation of that. Yeah. You know, permutation. That's what I was looking for.
This came from something prior to that, but why 16, 17, and 18 for a reason? Oh, yes. Hansen Brothers.
Thank you. I suppose we could go with Stahl Brother numbers as well. That would be acceptable in our current situation.
Yes. You know. But, you know, I think, okay, well, A, if we did it, we'd obviously, all three of us would have to simultaneously get into a fight just so we could all be in the box together. So there would be three of three in the box.
Oh,
three
yes.
in the box of three in the box.
So, like, do you think
like that, Inception happened
hold on,
right
you,
there?
Let me ask you this. If teammates fight each other, do you think that they'd put all those teammates in the box?
Well, it would be a penalty for roughing or fighting, right?
Yeah.
It's just timeout, really.
Yeah. Why don't you guys go take a timeout?
Feel shame. So anyways, the real question though, would you be willing to play against some ex-NHL players, especially some guys like Pronger, who are very recently retired, who are still in very formidable shape?
I guess it really depends on how many former Wild players that we've
bashed on.
Like, if Brodziak is showing up, I was like, oh, hell no, I'm out. Yeah. I am out. Even Pommaville, I might be scared about.
Pommaville's, you know? One shot on target would be your nuts.
Wait till Kanapka's there to punch your face in.
Oh, well, no, punches, huh?
It'll be Pommaville, and he's like, now he decides to hit someone.
Yeah,
you know.
Jive, I do like your Kanapka. They're like, really, yeah. Really? How does it feel?
Yeah, I'd do it though. Heck yeah, in a heartbeat.
Exactly. That's what I figure, you know, Bieber was doing. He's like, you know, I get to be on the ice with these guys that I watched when I was more of a kid.
More of a kid.
I think Pronger's old enough to be his dad.
For sure. But, you know, I grew up and I think of baseball and I love Gary Gaetti. He's the same age as my dad. You know, it doesn't mean I didn't think he was awesome player.
Yeah,
you know?
He was awesome.
I would love to get out on the ice with like Madonna and Cicerelli and
Madonna.
Madonna.
I get on the ice with Madonna too. We could skate together.
Madonna, isn't that the going back to the Saints? Isn't that the mascot?
The Madonna.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Kenny.
So
actually, you're more like this.
So, since we're going to be moving shortly on to Twitter talk, I figure I'm going to bring up the fact that
Franka Radivojevic.
Yes, we've got a big Radivojevic problem. Actually, now that Therese is bringing that up, or Felska is bringing that up, we've got a different a Swedish licorice.
Oh, yeah?
AKA
yeah.
Sweet licorice, apparently. And we're going to try this in contrast to the Dubbelzoot, which is not very good.
Ooh, the unboxing.
Yeah. All right.
It smells better.
Is black licorice ever better?
Mm.
This isn't very sweet, though. It's not salty, though.
But you know what?
That is like...
I'll take a second of these.
Hold on. That's like the nibs
without
of
the
black licorice.
But it's like the nibs without the candy shell. Or wait.
No.
No, you're thinking Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty.
Nibs are Twizzlers.
Yeah.
But the cherry...
But it's like black licorice version.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
No, not too bad.
It's not super sweet.
I'm still not a huge black licorice fan.
If it was,
but you drink Buka with us.
Well, that's different.
I look at it more like I still say Buka is more like black jelly beans, which is super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not super sweet.
No,
it's still better than that salty, whatever.
We can add some salt to those, though.
Whoa, that's kind of gross.
Jesus. I wasn't going there.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
How else are you adding that salt?
Just saying that gave me a semi.
I don't want your salty licorice. Tim and his alternate facts.
I just saw that we might have to start censoring our Twitter or our chat feed. No alternative facts on this show.
Well, the alternative fact is that these crusty ass hard Dubbelzoot licorice are like tasty. Well, we're gonna save those for
when Teresa's here next time.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So
we'll see how she likes them.
I hope you're ready.
And Fausto is throwing his wife under the bus. I like it. Okay. We got upcoming week. Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Actually, we got a whole Canadian stretch here.
Are we actually looking for a good streak of December and January in a row for wins?
Well, we only have one more January day, so we should be good there. Whether we can get string 3 months in a row, that will break all sorts of records, I think.
I hope so, because you know what happens the following week? We're at a game.
We are. We usually have pretty good luck, though, with the games we attend, I feel like.
I usually don't remember the third period.
There is that problem. Anyway, next week, starting tomorrow, we got a Canadia trip. We're at the Oilers. Then on Wednesday, we got back-to-backs with the Flames. Then we get a couple days off, and then we're in Canuck land on Saturday. So,
you guys worried that maybe the Wild might not be let back into the country?
Maybe. You know,
you never I don't know.
I'm gonna regret saying this.
And don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
Now you gotta say it.
Well,
no, not if you're gonna regret.
I think about Mika Abinajad, for Ottawa. Mm-hmm. No, he's with the Rangers now.
Yep,
he's a Muslim player. Mm-hmm. He's got, or his parentage is, I think his father's Iranian. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what about players like that?
So, yeah. You know? Okay, I know with the NFL, and I think the same thing.
We shouldn't go down this rabbit hole. I'm just saying that right now.
I'm just going to say, you started it. At least with the NFL, they had...
You did, but okay, go ahead.
TSA pre-check at the stadium. So basically, these guys were getting like walked through.
Well, right.
But then they go to their own private jet.
Well, yeah, the bus goes right out onto the tarmac.
So and, what if they're at the arena and TSA pre-check goes, no, you're not allowed. Like, quarantine.
Okay, I think we need to get into
Yeah, we better not go there.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Nazem Kadri, too.
Yeah.
Nazem Kadri's been tearing it up lately.
Kadri can suck it, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
I've not forgotten about that hit on Granlund.
Oh.
That was bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's going to score me points.
What do we think? Twitter talk?
Twitter talk.
All right. First question, Tim McHugh at Tim Nato, friend of the show.
I think he's listening.
Tim, are you listening?
Tim, are you there, Tim? It's
can
me,
you,
Kenny.
Can you hear me?
Tim, are you there?
We're speaking to you.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Okay, anyway, who will lead the Wild in scoring over the second half of the season, assuming all the top guns stay healthy?
Ooh, scoring overall, I think I got to stick with Stahl. Points, possibly Nino?
So when we say scoring, are we saying goals?
Or points?
Are we saying points?
Mm.
I go as points. That's when I hear scoring, I think of points, but it could be goals, I guess. I mean,
if you're looking at actually like the last one to touch the puck before it enters.
So you're saying goals, it's Stahl.
Goals, Stahl. I think points, I'm going with Nino.
Okay.
Goals, I'm going to go ahead and agree with Kenny there with Stahl. Hard to argue against that. But I think that point-wise, I think that we're going to see a resurgence of Parise here.
Okay.
I don't know what he's been dealing with exactly, but I'm hoping he gets healthy down the stretch here.
McHugh just confirmed points.
He's a veteran who, you know, coming down to this tough stretch at the end, that's somebody who we're going to need, and especially his style of game where, you know, he's in front of the net and getting after pucks up there. So I think that Parise's going to bring it back.
Well, and I'm going to just change it just for the hell of it.
He's going to say Koivu.
I'm going to say, as far as goals go, I'm going to say
Gabrick.
Zucker. I'm going to say
not
Zucker.
A bad call.
And as far as points, I'm going to go different as well. I'm going to go Granny.
Because
Granny's been pretty solid, you know, in general.
Yeah.
So, and I think that could work out. You know, why not? Yeah. What the hell?
All right. Next question comes in. From Steve Secor.
I saw that, and I just saw he jumped in on the chat. So that means he... Steve, are you there, Steve?
Steve can hear us. How the F is toes or tays or towels a .66 point per game?
Wait. It's .666.
Oh, sorry.
.666. He's evil.
Six. Okay. Point per game with a zero plus or minus. In the NHL All-Star game over Stahl, who is at a .85 point per game.
Well,
and a plus nine.
Well, it's pretty obvious that's part of the reason the Central got blown out by the specific division.
Hashtag thanks, Batman.
The specific division. Okay. I got you. Okay. Yep.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to go back.
So how is it? I mean, you say that's how he got blown out. I mean, but really it comes down to, you know, what it's, is it actually totally the fan vote or is it the NHL?
NHL is just
taking
like,
the names they want.
We need Taze to be a big star and he needs to be the best ever.
Right.
Regardless of what his statistics are. That's what I fear it is because, granted, the NHL is pretty transparent or really bad at hiding what the actual vote is, because we had Scott last year.
Oh, they've made it blatantly clear that if they get moved down to the AHL at any time during that range, they're out.
Sure, but, you know, Scott played last year. Yeah. They could have stopped that if they really wanted to.
They could have.
Or they could have altered the vote counts.
They're playing on the story even to this year. They have a big old, you know, like 2 or 3 minute long story about last year's NHL All-Star game.
What are they going to do next year?
Right.
Like everyone fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
Right.
If Scott's book actually goes to movie form, I think he needs to change everything to get rid of the NHL and professional hockey teams monikers. Like, no, I played for the MHL. It was the Mild Hockey League, not the National Hockey League.
The Mild Hockey League.
I did not play for these guys. And
I did not play for the Canadians. I played for Montreal.
You know what? It was the Canadiens. Whatever.
Okay.
That made no sense. Exactly.
How did we get to the air from Toes?
Taze?
Kenny.
Toes in the sand. Yeah.
Next question from Megan Canny at Uncanny Megan. If Three in the Box had a skills comp, how would you guys do? My guess is horribly.
Well, and our other question is, All-Stars skills competition was Saturday. What events would be in a hockey fan skills competition? So I think they're kind of related. What would be the Three in the Box skills competition?
I got one.
Okay.
I got one. And actually, Jai would beat the hell out of both of us.
All right.
Swimming. Because if he's as good of a swimmer as his little guys are, me and you are both screwed.
Okay.
Bad joke.
That was really bad.
That was horrible.
Sorry. So I'm going to go with...
But I did. On that note,
all right.
Last year at scout camp, you know... My son.
There's a lot of stories that start really bad with that.
Last year at scout camp.
A lot of dad jokes start really bad, too.
No. There's a lot of nodding dads saying last year at scout camp is what
I'm
saying.
If you want to be able to take a boat out, one of your people in your group has to have passed the advanced swimmer test.
All I can think of is Jive doing this and the three of us. In a boat that damn near surrounded us.
Oh, wait, we already did that.
Yeah, you got live action, like.
Yeah. But I did. I passed the advanced test, so I was able to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then float on my back for a while or something. But it was exhausting.
Good. So had
but
we
I'll
had...
take you out in the swimming competition.
Okay.
Our competition would have to be drinking Buka. The highest to clear up, you know, we'd have like almost like a clearing a high jump, you know. So you'd have to drink a larger and a larger and a larger and a larger shot of Sambuca
all at once.
Yes, why not?
Well,
so that would be my choice for the Three in the Box skills competition. What are you thinking, Jive?
For a skills competition, maybe growing the longest beard.
Ooh.
But we'd have to all start like at
fresh.
Yeah, or start fresh or start at the same number 4 or 5.
I think right now we could all maybe do like a number 3, maybe number 4.
Oh no, we could go longer than that.
You think so?
Yep.
<Yeah.
Aaron's thinking no.
I'm way past you guys.
This I'm sorry to deviate here again. This brings me back.
Deviant.
Great. This brings me back to when I was probably about 18 years old, working at Carboni's in South Minneapolis here. So it was me. And, you know, I had a little bit more hair back then. Not too much, though, you know. I still kept it pretty short. And there were several of us there who smoked cigarettes, right? So we all decide, well, we want to quit. So everybody says, all right, we're quitting. Whoever messes up first has to get their head shaved. It's like,
And Jive's been bald ever since.
pretty much. So about a day into it, I had the offer come into me. We'll buy you a pack of smokes and we'll pay you $50 to smoke a cigarette.
And Jive's been bald ever since.
Exactly. Maybe that's what we should do, though. See who can grow the most hair on top of our head.
Oh, that's going to be just as disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yeah. I think I win.
Yeah, these are like the worst. Why are these swimming? These have nothing to do with NHL skills. Growing head, top of head hair. It should be like how many teeth you can get knocked out or.
Kenny won that one already. I'm not getting any. I'm not taking on that anymore.
Yeah, but unlike Brent Burns, I got mine replaced.
All I know is my wife just got done with her jaw surgery.
Oh, yeah.
She got her thing removed today. And I can actually understand her again now. I can't talk like how she was, but I can at least understand her now. But after being
Thank
through
God
that,
she does not listen to this podcast.
I don't. Yeah, she won't hear this.
She ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got.
She's
time
She's taking
for
care
that.
Of a family,
right?
Hey, Sarah. So, what podcast are you listening to?
Put those damn kids to bed.
I'm just kidding. All right, next question, Jive.
Oh, you want to move on?
Move on.
All right. Next question comes in from Ty Sandstrom. Ty Sands 42. Why isn't there any buzz about Koivu and the Selke? 35 points plus 24 consistently out against opponents' top lines. Yeah, what gives there?
You can make that argument for a lot of the Wild forwards, actually, considering
absolutely.
The plus minus right now.
Yeah.
There's, I think we were like, it's been a few days since I checked, but it seems like it was like, 8 of the Wild players within the top 10 in plus minus. So you can make a strong argument that there's several players could be Selke candidates.
So is that thank you, Dubnyk? Thank you, defense? Thank you,
well,
team?
There is that, you know.
You know,
I don't know. My thoughts are, is they're not blowing Pierre as much as Crosby is? Or wait, that's the other way around.
It doesn't always have to come back to Pierre.
In Kenny's mind, it does, I think.
I hate that guy.
I think he might actually be in love.
Do I hate him?
Kenny loves Pierre.
It's gone full circle.
Yes. Is it like one of those like kindergartner things?
Yeah.
Like where I punch you because I actually like you?
Yeah. Kenny and Pierre sitting in a tree. KISSIN.
No!
That's great. That's great. Ugh, but yeah, God. I mean, it's, you know.
You got it. Although he will tell me I got a big stick.
That's what she said.
But yeah, I mean, why isn't Koivu on the list? I don't, yeah, you could make the argument, yes, definitely for a lot of the Wild players. But I think that it's definitely partially, I mean, we've seen.
For the record.
When Kemper comes in, you know, we're giving up goals. I can't say that as of late for Dubnyk because we're still giving up goals. But
right.
More often than not, I think that he saves the day for us.
And for the record, there hasn't been a Penguin that has won the Selke since Ron Francis back in 94-95. Granted, Toews won 3 years ago, 4 years ago, so there is that.
Everybody loves Toews. Couldn't walk without them.
I thought that was like gonna be your new sitcom. Everyone loves Toews. Or everybody loves toes.
Everybody loves toes.
Is this giant?
A giant toe walks into the house, and there's an old cranky toe going, and the toe is like, I don't know what that
is. That's like a bad Chewbacca.
What does a toe say? Okay. All right. Ooh. Next question.
Kenny, next question.
From Tom Hoen at T Hoen 88. With the fleet of prospects in the system, Eric Ekstrom, Kunin, Kaprizov, etc., should Minnesota Wild fans fret less over? Should fret? Jesus Christ!
With the fleet of prospects in the system,
Erickson, Ek, Kunin, Kaprizov,
etc., should Minnesota Wild fans fret a little less over expansion draft?
You know, we're going to lose someone that we think is valuable.
Yep,
I think that's a given.
I think there's other teams that will also lose somebody who is valuable.
Right. We may be a team that is a little more primed. So that's why I think we got to just worry about the current season and not worry too much about who we're going to lose. If we need to hold on to someone this year and risk losing them, so be it. Because the prize is this year. Who cares what happens in the expansion draft? Yep. And that's why at this point I'm like going, you know what? I don't want to trade at the deadline just for the sake of trading. Hold on.
I don't think we need to.
Hold on to what we have. And as Tom points out, you know, hopefully whoever we lose can be backfilled with these young guys. He left off Took as one of the other ones. And I know we got another question regarding Took. But, you know, there's a few other players here that can kind of fill those spots. So hopefully whoever we lose has a high salary cap and
to let them take the burden of it.
Right. You know, so we'll see. I don't know.
Aaron, I agree with you in the standpoint of, you know what, we've got the team going right now, so let's not worry about it. Let's just keep playing our game. Let's keep doing it, and let's make this happen as it is right now.
Right.
Why even think about some of this stuff?
Well, we have to think about it. But
yeah. As fans, we do. And I'm sure it's on the back of the players' minds of certain players. I mean, obviously, there's a core group that are going, yeah, I'm not going to get traded.
Well, really, Chuck Fletcher shouldn't be worrying about that. He should be worrying about this year.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
At this point, you're playing to win. You're not worrying about next year.
Exactly. Right now, with the record that the Wild have set up here and the position that they're set up with coming in after the All-Star break here, you're going for it. I mean, and we're not talking about looking to just make the playoffs here. I think at this point that the Wild definitely are, you know, we need to make it to the Stanley Cup championship this year.
No doubt.
Anything less than that is going to be a disappointment, I'm sure. And, you know, after the fact, though, we do have some stuff coming up in the system, though, that, you know, means that, you know, maybe we don't have to worry as much about the expansion draft. Yes, we will lose, but we have still stuff to
Everybody game. Is.
Yep.
So next question, Ben Mitchum, at Ben Mitchum. Very easy Twitter handle to remember. Do you expect the Wild to make any roster additions during the second half of the season, or is the cap too much of a mess? Cap is a problem, but again,
I think we kind of basically have brought all that into discussion. You know,
I think if the only way you can make a move is if you can happen to move someone like Pominville. I find it very unlikely, you know, because there's no way Pominville is going to waive anything. If you make stars align and make that happen, do it.
Who would want to get off of the Wild team right now?
Right.
I mean, you're
right, exactly.
Your odds of going anywhere else and having a chance at going to win a cup are, you know, slim to none.
You're
going to
give up guys that are cheap. And that's just it's not worth giving up cheap guys considering the cap problems we got.
Yep.
You know, I would be highly surprised if we make any moves, maybe outside of goaltending.
And you call it a cap?
Goaltending would be the only thing I could maybe see as backup goalies.
You call it a cap problem, but I mean, is it a cap problem or did he play his cards in just right?
Is it a cap problem if we're winning and we're straddling that cap line? Probably not.
Making the most of your resources,
right? True.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I think actually we got a coach that recognizes our guys, and I don't see many changes, though.
Right.
Period. Next.
All right. Next, dive. Next question comes in from Tor at Finisodin 12. We'll talk, come up to the big leagues this season.
I don't, well, unless, barring some major injuries, yeah. I don't see it happening.
I'd agree. Unless there's an injury, there's no room for it, you know?
Well, you don't even see maybe down the stretch. I mean, the Wild have
nerds!
Sorry, fairly decent.
Although, that was actually, yeah. that was a good accidental trigger on your part.
It was. But, you know, the Wild, if, you know, come down the line towards the end of the season, if you're trying to, you know, if you've got a good position, you know, in the standings, and you're trying to, you know, roll players out, get some rest, maybe get some players like Tuck, like some of that late season, you know, almost playoff level.
Well, you've seen, I know we've talked about it, the end of our season is literally like playoff scheduling, where it's mm-hmm. every other day. It's a game on, game, or day on, day off, day on, day off, day on, yeah. day off, with some back-to-backs thrown in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think I would change that up. I know from myself personally, when I start getting into that rotation of where I'm doing like a 16, 18-hour day and I got to
rolling,
I feel much better when I keep going with it. And as soon as I break that up and have to, you know, have a couple of days and then I have to do it again, you got to get back into that rotation.
You heard it here, folks. He doesn't need a weekend.
I don't get a weekend.
Well, and I guess I look at, you know, how is Tuck doing with as far as scoring? He's not even the top scorer for Iowa. You know, I think, you know, you can make the argument that Pulkkinen is more likely to be called up than Tuck is. So, I mean, I think barring an injury, it's unlikely he's called up, or even Pulkkinen for that matter. But there's got to be an injury. Yeah. Because we've got a lot of guys that are being healthy scratched that can fill in those spots.
We do.
And
I'm just saying, though, that my hypothetical scenario is, you know, down the line when, you know, games might not matter as much if we continue on our current pace, you know, we could definitely have a healthy enough lead where we could bring up a player or two like that.
Right.
Get them some NHL experience.
Which we have. We did that with not Brodin, but with Follin. Was it Follin? I think that got brought up right before we played Hawks in the first round 2 years ago.
Sounds familiar. Anyway.
To get him up.
Yeah.
All right. So our last question from Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. Crease and Assist? I need a hockey.
You're forcing it now. You're forcing
I'm forcing it.
All right.
So sorry, Derek. Crease and assist. Coach Jacques Lemaire was named as one of the top 100 players this weekend. Who is the most notable player left out in your honest opinion? In your opinion?
So, yeah, NHL released a list of the top 100 players of all time, or the first 100 years of the NHL. So Puck Daddy had a good list of, you know, some of the scratches, or I'll call them scratches. And I think they're all, you know, warrant discussion. Yeah, Joe Thornton.
He's still playing.
Zdeno Chara.
Still playing.
Aginla.
Aginla, yeah.
Malkin.
I would be, you know, a bad person if I didn't say Jerome Aginla. Right. Belongs there.
Malkin. Ed Belfour?
Yeah.
Belfour?
Eddie Belfour is not in there?
Dale Hawerchuk.
Hawerchuk.
Hawerchuk and Pierre Palat. And he does make a point of Toews made the list of top 100 players of all time. I'm going to go Chara, Aginla, Malkin, Belfour, Hawerchuk.
Any of those
are
over
better
Toews.
Than Toews. Right.
Absolutely.
That's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. If I'm going to pick any of them, Aginla or Belfour, probably.
You know, even Horton.
Even Horton, yeah. But I'm going if you put a gun in my head, put a gun in my head and say pick one,
Belfour is going to be mine.
I'm picking a Ginla.
I'm going Belfour.
Was Hextall on the list?
The top 100?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If not,
so it's hard to remember who all was on there. If not, I'm voting for Hextall.
Hextall was a different guy.
He was a brawler. And a goalie. Imagine that.
Yeah. I don't think Hextall made it.
See?
I think he made the top 100 Flyers players of all time.
Oh, I'm sure there. But no, yeah, realistically, though, yeah, I would be, I mean, Jerome Ginla, I mean, he's had this, you know, amazing, you know, career,
is
basically.
Is Jagr on there?
Yes.
So, but, you know, then it's, the list is only 100 players long. You run out of, as long as that list is, you run out of space. I mean,
the league's been around for 100 years, so you're telling me you can't pick one player from every year.
You almost look like every draft year there's one player.
There should be, you'd think.
Granted, there was a time when there wasn't really drafts, but
right.
Different.
A couple of lockout years.
Yeah.
So, Aaron. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have anything else? Or?
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
I think that's a show.
Schedule change. Schedule change for next week, right?
Aaron and I kind of have some important stuff happening on Monday night.
Sorry.
Yeah, so next week, we got no Monday because that's Mr. Hansley's birthday. So, we're actually going to do the show right after the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
As soon as Jive can get over here, we're gonna start recording.
Right after the Super Bowl.
Our Superb Owl.
You're gonna have to wait till I get back from Disney World.
The Superb Owl.
Superb Owl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, if you don't watch the hand egg thing happen or the commercials, check us out after the game, and we will be live. I'm guessing shortly thereafter, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
Pretty much Nostra Kenius on either Twitter or Instagram.
And Jive.
Yeah. For me, you can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find everything that I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Thanks everyone for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inTheBox. If you got questions, send us those tweets with a hashtag 3ITB. We'll read them on the show because we do that. And you can listen to our podcast at our website, 3inTheBox.com, or through your favorite podcast player, iTunes. You can search for 3inTheBox. Rate us. Give us some good points or something. I don't know how Apple works with the stuff and the things. But just,
Teresa might have a clue on how the fruit company works.
If you got a question, send a question to Teresa. She'll answer it.
Teresa is our Apple representative.
Yes. She's our fruit representative. at MN Soda 24, she'll answer all your questions.
Don't look to her for your licorice.
Yes. She's not our
licorice. Do not ask her for licorice.
She's not our licorice representative. That's it for this week's episode. See y'all.
Have a good night.
Hey.
Bye.